Hey guys, Trish Lito here. It is a very rainy week this week in Tampa, Florida. But I wanted to do my relaunch episode because that's what this is. This is a relaunch of a podcast that I really do love to do. I love talking to people, I love connecting with people. And more than anything, I really love connecting coaches, consultants, like-minded entrepreneurs with people in the industry who I consider to be an expert at what they do. And so today, what I want to do is just talk to you about what got me back into this and how I am kind of manifesting this into something a lot bigger and different than I did the last time. So, when I had my business before, I had a program called 5 Minute Lives, and it was a great program, and I loved doing it. It was, I was the queen of Facebook Lives and live streaming video. And I taught so many workshops. I taught on stages across the country. I taught on, I don't know, probably over 100 virtual summits. I was on absolutely over 100 podcasts. At one point in time, there was a month where I just felt like every day of the month, I was being interviewed on two or three podcasts a day. And I loved it. But it was a lot. It was a lot. And then I partnered up with a military spouse. As many of you know, I am a US Navy veteran. And I partnered up with a military spouse who wanted me to go in with her on launching a conference together. So I co-founded a conference called the Military Women's Conference. And we had our inaugural conference day, which was in the first week of February of 2020. And I don't know if you remember this or not, but February 2020 happened. We had our conference and it went great. We had, I mean, local news, we had national news. It was crazy how amazing it went. And then the very next month, I mean, literally like 3 weeks later, we got hammered with this pandemic that hit. And so when the pandemic hit, every client that I had pretty much canceled on me. Any coaching client that I had canceled on me. And this was after I had just completed my first high ticket group coaching program, which apparently we don't say group coaching anymore. Now we say, community coaching program or whatever, which is fine. It's still a group of people together on a Zoom call that are learning and rubbing shoulders with each other and launching businesses, right? So everything canceled. Everybody kind of said, "Hey, Trish, we're really scared about what's going to happen to the country and the world economically and what that's going to look like in each of our individual households financially, and we can't continue to do this." And so, because that impacted them, because that was my business, it impacted me. And so, I dusted off my resume, and I went back to work. I ended up working with a brokerage out of Texas for about 2 months. And for those of you who don't know this about me, my background, my professional corporate background, is that of the mortgage industry. I have been a mortgage underwriter for 20 years. I started out as a processor, did that for 2 years, and then I got into underwriting, and that's what I did going forward. I spent about 3 years as a QC underwriter for another company before I took some time off to launch my business and also for some personal reasons so I could spend some more quality time with my family back in 2019. And then 2020, again, March happened. And so I dusted off my resume. I went back to work for this brokerage company, worked for them for 2 months. And then I ended up getting a job with another very large financial institution. And I worked for them for 2.5 years. And I loved my job. I loved my job. And I tell you, a lot of the reason why I kind of, I pressed pause on my business at that time because I went back to work and people still wanted to work with me, right? Like still, there were still people that were reaching out to me that wanted to work with me, but they wanted to work with me for free. And, I have mouths to feed and It's a business. I don't have a nonprofit. I've never had a nonprofit, right? I have plenty of resources out there. They're still out there on YouTube, free videos where you can learn from me. But it got to a point where I got a really bad taste in my mouth about it. And I realize now something that I didn't realize back then is that one of the reasons why so many people reached out for me for free is because I put out way too much stuff for free. So people just they just assumed that they could quote unquote pick my brain for free all the time. And I was so eager to help people that I never just said, "Hey, here's my free blueprint," or "Here's my free ebook. Use this, apply it, and then come back to me if you still need help. And you can hire me. We can work together." And I think that that's a really big disconnect that a lot of people still have to this day. I didn't realize that back then, and I realize that now. See, now I have a whole starter kit that I offer people. It's got a checklist walking you through step by step how you can begin to launch your own six-figure business, your own six-figure side hustle, right? So there's a checklist that you can kind of check off and go, and it walks you through. I even give you like some lines to work to write things down on to help you kind of get through that thought process. And then there's a video training showing you exactly how you can do really fast and effective market research. And then the final step is to book a strategy session with me, free 30-minute strategy session, right? So that's three tiers of opportunity to learn from me for free. And then from there, yeah, we have that conversation about what it looks like to work together. And that's all in my starter kit, right? And the reason why I think so many people are so scared to move forward in business is because, they don't have that step-by-step guidance. They don't have that step-by-step starter kit to get them going. But not only that, people are so scared of failure, right? The only thing to fear is fear itself, quite literally. Don't fear failure. If you start something and it doesn't work, you learn from it and then you keep moving forward. You have to fail forward. It's a hashtag I've used since, I don't know, 2018. We have to allow ourselves to fail forward. Heck, I had a client that I worked with for a few months, and it was a guy in the health and wellness space, and it didn't work. The two of us didn't work together. And by no means am I would I place blame on him, but I will say one of the things that I didn't love about him is the fact that I didn't think he had proper work ethic. I didn't think that his follow-through customer service with his customers, with his clients, was very strong at all. I didn't think that he was fulfilling his end of the bargain with his customers, and because of that, he had this huge following on social media. But he wasn't making any money off of it. And it broke my heart. And I was like, you're not, I'm giving you step-by-step things to do, and you're not doing these things. And then you're not following through with the people who are buying from you. And that's problematic for me because, we can't scale if you have nothing to scale, right? You can't scale something that's not already some kind of a system. And, my business coach calls it the reciprocity loop, right? It's a loop, literally, where you show up there, you provide value to people to the point where they know, like, and trust you, and from there they want to hire you, and you fulfill on your promise to them. You fulfill and say, "Hey, listen," they come to you, they say, "Hey, listen, Trish, I want to buy, I want to hire you because I want to launch a business." And I say, "Roger that, let's do it. Thank you so much." I shake their hand, and we get to work. We get to work because if you are not successful and I am not making you accountable to launch that business, then I have no business model, ladies and gentlemen. And that's true for absolutely anything that we do out there, right? Any kind of service-based business. If I don't show up to fulfill what you've paid me to help you do, then you're not going to show up. And then we're dead in the water. But if we do show up together and we co-create a program for you, We figure out what your viable product is. We test it against the market, right? We do market research. We make sure that it's going to work, that you're going to make money with it, that it's a good offer, that the language that you're using is good, that you're hitting on those pains and those struggles and those needs and wants that people absolutely are just, they're craving from you. They're craving from somebody to give them, right? And then you launch it. And you put it out there, and you're so happy with what's happened that you say, "Hey, you know what? Thank you so much to Trish Leto. You give grace, you give gratitude to the person who helped you do it." And then more people come to me because of that, right? It's a reciprocity loop. Like my business coach is Chad Thibodeau. He is an award-winning business coach. The man has taught me this reciprocity loop. And let me tell you, I didn't know that that was even a thing. It's a part of his business model, and he teaches it in his program. And I work with him and we teach it together. And it is absolutely one of the most beautiful things that you can do in a business model. And so I wanted to start this Expert Connection podcast again, because that's my way of pushing out my own reciprocity loop and giving not only a shout out to Chad, but a shout out to every mentor out there who I've connected with. If I identify a person as an expert at something, then by God, I'm going to let people know that this person exists and what product or service they offer that I believe my audience should go and get. And so that is why I have made the decision to relaunch the Expert Connection podcast with Trish Leto. And I want you all to know that I'm really going to enjoy these conversations. When you're listening to these conversations that I'm having, when you're listening to these interviews, do me a favor and, pour yourself a cup of coffee, a club soda, a glass of wine, if that's your jam, a cup of tea, a glass of kombucha, whatever it looks like. Pour yourself a cup of something and sit back and just listen as if you're sitting right there in the room with us and we're just talking together. This isn't an effort to sell you hard. This is an effort to get into your ears and pour myself and the connection that I have with these experts into your heart. It is my way of saying thank you to each and every one of these people and getting you in front of them, right? Getting you sitting down in front of them so that you can have those conversations with them and essentially pick their brain, because I'm gonna wanna pick their brains, right? I'm gonna wanna know, I wanna get inside of their heads, right? Oftentimes, if not every time, you will have show notes in these podcast episodes. And inside those show notes, there are probably going to be links to programs. Inside those links, it's going to be probably an opportunity for me to make an affiliate commission. So I just wanted to let you know, and that's also going to be in the show notes too. And that is important that we all make sure that we are transparent about that and that we are moving forward in an effort to learn more and earn more. Folks, thank you so much for joining me today for this very first episode. I just wanted to make sure that I came to you with love in my heart. And I wish you all so much health, wealth, and prosperity into your business, into your life. And God bless you all. Much love. Peace out.